The Whispering Rose. A long time ago, I was handed a rose. Such a rose, like none other I had ever seen or touched. Beautiful beyond comparison. The rose had not begun to bloom yet. The petals were held shut by an unseen force. The very next day, the petals had opened just enough. Enough to hear love and kindness, gentleness and tenderness, hugs and affection whispered from somewhere inside the rose. Words so beautiful and pure, something that for me was a needful longing being fulfilled, just for that time, that day. The second day the petals had opened a little more. This time words of encouragement and comfort could be heard. Again the whispers were needed at the time given. The third day words of advice, encouragement to try new things, and ideas of exploration poured out of the whispering rose. Words that challenged my heart and soul. The fourth day the petals hadn't opened much more than the first 3 days. The whispers I heard were those of a pleading heart. Tears started streaming down my face. All the words I remembered the rose say to me those 3 days came to mind. I started repeating them to the rose. As soon as I did, the petals opened more. The next day was the fifth day. I was sick that day, but the rose's whispers I could still hear. Comforting and oh so soothing, made that day more easier to bear. The sixth day was all the first 5 days wrapped into that most heavenly moment. Words could not describe that day. The rose was in full bloom. The very next day was the seventh day. The rose had fully bloomed, but the whispers could still be heard. However, these words were wanting to reveal to me a revelation of joy and peace, for the whispering rose is somebody dear to my heart. The whispering rose is my dear mother.